Welcome back. Back with our special co-host. Ooh. Somebody's watching us. Clay Aiken is here, and he's doing. How are you doing?
I'm having fun. I'm having fun. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
You feel comfortable? You want?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Much are more comfortable making... here. Yes.
Okay.
Good.
That was not any kind of assumption that
no.
I was not uncomfortable in another situation
it's okay.
at all. I'm just saying that I'm having a marvel. You're wonderful, wonderful.
We're having a blast.
Thank you.
I
you
like
do
having
this very,
you.
Very well. A natural.
You think if he ever takes a day off and ever gets sick, you come back?
It'd be great to have you back here.
Oh my.
And if you fall off the chair and break your leg, I'll come back and fill in for you.
Okay,
well.
Perfect.
Could you do it?
Nobody will fill in for me.
It'd be a nice moment. Could you do it?
No.
On this program, as you all know, we do get into some serious topics here. And boy, the topic of the day all across the country is this Anna Nicole hearing that's going on in Florida.
The circus, as I call it, the debacle. Mm-hmm. Joining us right now is J.D. Heyman. He's a senior editor for People Magazine. You all know him, and it's been all over this story. And from the lovely city of Miami, Judge Marilyn Millian of the People's Court, back again.
Judge,
great to see you. We'll start
Good
with
to be
you,
back.
Since you flew all the way down there for us, you're in the state. Anna Nicole Smith's mother, Virgie, took the stand yesterday. She's been very, very critical of Howard K. Stern. Let's listen to what she had to say.
My grandson did not overdose. Howard was there when he died, and Howard was there when my daughter died.
And
he has my granddaughter now. It's not even his child, and I'm afraid for her life as well. Please help us.
So she's all but accusing Howard K. Stern of having something to do with the deaths of Anna's son, Daniel, and then also Anna Nicole herself. The question that I think the broader picture is that everybody's wondering, well, what are the motivations of this woman? Because Anna Nicole Smith has been on record in tape saying that she hated her mother. So how do you break this whole thing down?
Here's the thing, you know, when you hear that kind of testimony, you are so moved, and in particular as a mother, I hear that and I so felt for her. And then like a few seconds later, the question is asked, have you profited off of the death of your daughter? And she says, now let me process that. Not yet, because we're still here. I mean, did anybody hear that besides me? We want in America to have a clear villain and a clear hero. And in this case, there are no clear villains and no clear heroes. I am sure she's in a lot of pain over this, but, you know, she's one of the dirty parties in this case.
J.D., what is the latest now? I mean, he's got to make a decision, this judge. Is it going to be today or tomorrow?
Well, you know, that remains to be seen. I think, you know, this is, nothing about this case is simple. And I think, as Marilyn was saying, I mean, there are no clear, you know, heroes or villains here. It's very messy. And I would hate to predict when this is all going to happen. All I can tell you is that nothing, when it comes to Anna Nicole Smith, seems to be easy or smooth. So I don't expect a quick resolution.
The judge has actually made it clear
that he wants his own, you know, judge show. He'd love to have his own television show. I think it would run for 4 hours a day.
Right.
He takes so long to solve any problems, but
it would be a nightmare.
I mean, does the fact that he seems to be grandstanding, I mean, to some extent himself,
right?
Does, I mean, that obviously complicates the situation.
Well, you know, I mean, this isn't the first time I think a judge has, you know, become smitten with the cameras, and clearly this guy is a real character, and you know, this entire thing. I think he said, "I don't want this to be a circus." I can't remember the exact quote, but you know, it's like from the get-go, this was just a carnival atmosphere, and he's certainly, you know, he's certainly isn't, I think, in the popular imagination what you expect a judge to
Well, the body language is interesting. He's really comfortable. He's just kind of kicking back there.
Right.
You expect him to be smoking the cigarette and drinking the martini, too.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Great judge.
I half expect him to come out pedaling a unicycle and juggling, lest the cameras stop focusing on him for 1 second.
Let's
is it
take
a circus?
A little,
of course it's a circus.
Let's take a little look at his behavior yesterday and in his performance, I guess you could call it.
Really should be working all of us together. You see, I'd be banging heads together at this point. You know, I would take in the old days. I'd take in the back room, and we would be chopping down some trees. But you can have a seat.
No.
You have no podium here, Mrs. Stern. Appreciate you being here, though.
What does
judge?
That even mean?
I don't know.
What are you in the woodshed? You chop? I mean, what?
I don't
trees?
Know.
Trees?
Yeah.
That was very strange.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Judge.
I have to tell you, I enjoy the train wreck as much as anybody else. We have become a nation that demands constant amusement. But when you stop and take a second and think about it, it's really sad that there is absolutely no end to the number of people who need to capitalize off of the life and death of Anna Nicole Smith. I mean, now we hear that the judge, TMZ.com broke the story that the judge has sent his audition tapes out months ago, not now, months ago, because he's, you know, looking for this. And hey, you know, it's great, audition, but you know what? We have a 20-year-old who died a few months ago. We have a 39-year-old who died. We have a baby who's motherless and rudderless, and it's not funny. You know, now we understand why there's all this grandstanding, why the case has taken as long as it is, why there's no focus as to what the only issue is in front of him, which is where did she want to be buried? It's real simple. She bought a plot around there. She buried her son there. That's where she wants to be buried. There's no rocket science. It's not about whether you like Howard K. Stern or side with the mother or think Larry Burkhead is the father, which I do.
Yeah.
It's not about any of that stuff. It's one thing. And don't audition while somebody's body is liquefying in the morgue. You know it's a circus when the coroner has to call and say, for the love of God,
so true,
let's
Judge.
Get this
right.
off the
I mean,
ground.
Well, speaking of the judge and drug use, I assume, Howard K. Stern came and took the stand yesterday and talked
yes.
about Anna Nicole's drug use. So I think we have a clip of that.
Yes, we do.
Or,
here comes.
Yeah, I'm borrowing money from my parents. To be here, to fight for Anna, and to fight for what she wants.
No, don't editorialize.
And 203, did you have any income reported on the tax return?
The income, yeah. Well, there was from the Anna Nicole show. It was income.
How much?
It was pretty small. It was like $12,500.
I kind of have to say, give me a break. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
What is the fact that he doesn't have any money has to do with the case at all.
No, I say the
Well, actually, Judge, you asked that this morning in our meeting, but Judge, what does that have to do with the case? It seems to me that it's all about, is this guy a gold digger, and was he using her just basically as a meal ticket?
But what does that have to do with putting her on the ground?
Well, it doesn't. But what it does, I mean, the lawyer should have a right to ask questions about financial motivation when they're trying to discredit somebody who is claiming, hey, I should be the person you consider next of kin, and so you should listen to me about where she should be buried. So it's not that I don't think the financial motivation should be gotten into. It's just that to the extent where this has gone, you know, while appearance was very important to Anna Nicole Smith. You know, it was what she was all about. And, you know, when you have the coroner calling and saying, this it's gone beyond the bounds of recreation at this
point,
needs to be buried on Saturday. You can't bury somebody in 5 hours.
I mean, appearances were important to her, but let's face it. I mean, this life was off the rails for years before this all happened.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, this is, I think, this atmosphere and the things that have come out, you know, after her death, you know, this is just, you know, messy life, messy death, messy postmortem.
No, you reap, I agree with
and
you.
Everybody
you
touched
yourself,
by this case, you know, I mean, there are no saints here. You know, there are a lot of people who are not seemingly operating with a full deck here.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in this situation, you know, it's just going to be, you know, sorted.
I think they should turn the whole courtroom case into a reality show and just get it over with.
That.
Well, in fact, this just in, Judge, Clay's going to take my place, and we understand Judge Larry is going to take your place on the People's Court.
I don't think so.
Not going to happen.
Judge Milian and J.D. Heyman, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. All righty. Good job, Clay.
Thanks.
Yeah, a little news edge, baby.
Up next.
You better be worried.
I know. Clay will help us spread some goodwill for our troops serving overseas.
Yeah, it's kind of a personal story for you, too, Clay.
Yeah, Clay's brother just got back from overseas, and we'll talk about that and how you can help the troops when we come right back.